Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 8, 1951, readers of the Barbados Advocate learnt about Barbadian undergraduates at the University College of the West Indies and the progress of the college at large. Speaking to the Barbados Advocate, Mr. P.M. Sherlock, Vice Principal of the college, shared that there were 210 undergraduates at the college, of which Barbadians had made it one of the largest nationality groups and who were working extremely hard. Mr. Sherlock also commended the work of Hugh Springer, stressing that he had been of tremendous help to the University College in his post as registrar. He also expressed sincere gratitude to the advisory committee in Barbados and Mr. Justice H. A. Vaughan for the way in which they were carrying on the extramural work whilst the resident tutor, Mr. A. Douglas Smith, was away on leave. Sharing a little insight into the social activities at the University College, Mr. Sherlock added that the undergraduates have also formed a number of clubs and societies, with the most valuable being the Caribbean Society, where matters and interests concerning the Caribbean community were discussed. The vice principal went on to inform the advocate on the status of the infrastructure on site. He noted that the building program was moving along steadily despite being delayed by the hurricane in August. He mentioned that the two large buildings, which had been completed, suffered no damage, but the buildings in the course of erection were damaged by the wind and rain to the extent of about $150,000. Fortunately for the University College, the buildings were all covered by insurance, so they were able to mitigate the loss, but 6 to 8 weeks had to be spent doing repair work. However, he admitted that the greatest damage done was to the wooden buildings that they had been using as offices and lecture rooms, revealing that those rooms were completely out of commission. Nevertheless, the University College was given assistance from the Colonial Office through the form of a generous grant which enabled them to begin to erect permanent buildings, replacing the ones which had been lost to the hurricane. On this day, therefore, readers of the Barbados Advocate learnt of how well Barbadian undergraduates were progressing and the status of the infrastructure at the University College of the West Indies.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.